Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show, sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I am Mr. James Browning, and welcome, welcome. Glad you're here. We're going into our third week of broadcasting on the Daily Show, and we're excited because we're getting good response and good reports about this. So that's a wonderful thing. Starting, of course, in January, we're going to be doing this 5 days a week. So get ready for us, okay? Well, this morning's show is being presented by Minister Jo Pearson, and she is ready to give you some wonderful ideas and inspiration this morning. So, Minister Jo, take over. It's your show.
Thank you, Minister Browning, and thank you for this fine opportunity to bring what I feel in my heart is an important message today, especially in this day and time. Minister Jo, joining you from Brookston, New Jersey, and my message today is Be the Blessing Light. This message, I have to say, came into my sphere and inspired by what I've been experiencing, and most importantly, as an empath, global energetic vibrations at this time, from the perspective of knowing that we're all connected as one. So I start by posing what I hope is a thought-provoking question. If we believe in knowing that we are one with God, one with Source, the all that is, and we are all created from that source, then are we not all connected one to the other? If we truly believe that God created all things, that includes every person walking this earth. So again, I say, we are all created from one, that one source, then we must be created light to light, sharing one universal mind, one universal heart, and one universal body in spirit. And evidently, that says we are one. Therefore, it's a disservice to remain on the surface of all that you are and only interact with those in our God-created self who are by right our brothers and sisters. It seems to be a disservice to remain on the surface of all that you are created to be, only interacting instead of ensuring a true connection, a divine connection with each other, as the divine expression called to live in unity and harmony with each other. It speaks to the fact that we are designed to be a blessing in all that we are, for we carry within us in all that we are the divine light, serving as a blessing after blessing to not only ourselves, but to others as well through all that you are. This is a season for blessing each other through unconditional love, compassion, togetherness, and profoundly acknowledging our Christ self, sharing and connecting with each other. Blessed whole self-connection. Connect with each other and do not compromise all that you are to yourself and to each other by settling for surface interactions where you're not even truly present, not giving your undivided attention to listening actively with the intention of organically hearing what your brother or sister speaks. It's a call to open your heart and compassionately listen without distraction and need of having your own agenda met. This is a time to intimately share and connect, tete-a-tete, choir-to-choir, which is mind-to-mind and heart-to-heart, truly sharing mind, body, and spirit. Stand up, my sisters and brothers, and be the blessing light for others by having the courage to embrace the divine within you. Don't give lip service through political correctness of touting that I'm spiritual, I'm God, I'm this, I'm that, I am that I am, and on with the cliches that kind of speak to intellectual spirituality. Do so by having the courage to take it to the next level, by believing to knowing that you are one with the all there is and with each other, walking your talk without compromise while reaching for the pinnacle of heart-centered spirituality, for that moves mountains and heals souls. You have within the power to do just that, so believe deeply. Stand up, my sisters and brothers, not only embracing the divine within you, but courage to give from your heart, truly connecting with another as one instead of separately interacting, offering a shadow of yourself instead of your divine beingness. How can you not receive the depth of what is being said if you really believe in knowing that you are the very God, Goddess within and parcel to the all that is? In that, be a healing force, lighting a sister or brother's way. Have courage to connect and not just interact with each other. Courage to become intimate, intimately and sensually touching each other heart to heart, if not but for a moment. For in that moment, a wealth of healing can be accomplished. A wealth of joy can be accomplished. You could actually turn the tide for a sister or brother from darkness to light. Speak the heart and be a blessing. It's interesting how in this time of the COVID pandemic and having to wear masks and keep our distance can be turned into a blessing opportunity. For all we see is a sister or brother's eye. And the eyes are said to be the window to the soul. And if we connect just taking time to really look in their eyes, we can see their smile, see their sadness, see who they are, and sense what they're going through. Yes, just by looking into their eyes, where the expression in their eyes speaks volumes. And having to keep our distance, it should not stop us from having a heart-to-heart connection, really feeling each other and sharing a blessed moment together. But so often we do not do this because we're so caught up in our own thing, moving without being present and acknowledging the fact that we do not exist on this planet alone. We miss golden opportunities to be a blessing to another sister or brother in spirit, and you have lost nothing, for it is always reciprocated with the blessing is returned to the giver in kind. So during the season, let it be a stark reminder of having compassion, joy, unconditional love, peace, and more than anything, sharing heart to heart with your fellow sisters and brothers in spirit. If you study the Gospels, you will find that Yeshua divine is divinely connected with everyone who crossed his path, which made his healing and blessing works more profoundly effective. This is the time in the season to step up to the plate and consciously decide to exercise your Christ self and allow the divine spirit to flow through you, touching a sister or brother from heart to heart, consciously being a blessing light. I would like to close with a prayer. So I'm asking you to center and receive. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, be all that is. I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God Goddess within you in unconditional loving oneness with all that is, letting your light shine, bringing loving healing and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. As the divine, in all that you speak, in all that you do, in all that you think, pray you allow the God Goddess within to guide you to live true to the blessing you are to all in your world. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world, just by being who you are. I pray that you come to see, know, and embrace the divine beauty and perfection within you, and that divine beauty and perfection that shapes and fills your life. I pray that in all that you see within yourself, you apply divine temperance, understanding, compassion, and balance, while embracing the quiet charisma of your inner spirit, guiding you to remain loyal to all that you are. I pray that you just embrace the raw divine essence of all that you are, seeing your life as a divine masterpiece, of which you are the creating artist, seeing the divine grandeur of your life and seeing the divine creator within you. And I pray more than anything that you see the divine within yourself to be a guiding force for your sisters and brothers through your life experiences, through the very inner and outer senses through which you interpret the world. You are a divine light, and just as Yeshua, you speak healing and revelation to others through your experiences and interpretations of life. Pray you do not hesitate to be a divine blessing to someone who is in need of being seen, heard, or acknowledged. You have a ministry within, and only you can walk the walk, touching the souls of those who come across your path, for they are your audience. I pray you step up to the plate and minister as your heart directs you to. In that, may the love and light of the divine enfold you. Walk, my sisters and brothers, and be that guiding light for each other, embracing each other as one in all that you are and in all that you do. Thank you for finally being my dear sisters and brothers. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Minister Pearson. We appreciate you. Very good message, and look forward to hearing from you next week to give us another inspirational show and another inspirational moment. Like I said, guys, you know, the show is going to, we're going to go into 5 days a week starting in January, so more to become. So, but I also want to refocus your attention now on Christmas Day. We're going to do a 10 o'clock Mountain Time Christmas show, and it's going to be inspiring and motivating, and we just want to come and talk about Jesus is the reason for the season, okay? And that's going to be the title of the show, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I think that's a good time to bring about the energy of the cosmic Christ and all that he has and all that he has in store for us. So we just want to be able to constantly be able to bring forth that energy and bring it in a really live manner. So we're going to close. I'm wishing each one of you to have a very blessed and positive day. Walk knowing that God is with you and that you are with God and God is in you and that you are divinely protected and divinely surrounded by the love of God, knowing that all is well and that you will continue to move in a higher state of consciousness today. Expect a miracle today, guys. Expect something blessed to show up in your life like never before, because it will. If you have the expectations of it, you can bring it into existence. So expect today to be one of those special and wonderful days. Okay? Peace and love to you. See you on Christmas Day. Okay? Bye.